Hear these beautiful and wonderful words for our lives from Mark chapter 10, beginning with verse 46. Then they came to Jericho as Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving. A blind man, Bartimaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man. "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Holy Father, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears that as you speak to us today, we will receive those words and put them into action in our lives. And may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen. You may be seated. Wasn't the choir great? Dude. That rendition of "Here I Am, Lord." Woo-hoo-hoo. Boy, if that didn't give you chills down your spine, I don't know what you're thinking about. So, our Bible lesson this morning talks to us about a guy by the name of Bartimaeus. We're going to call him Bart for short because the long words I have trouble with my tongue. So we're going to call him Bart. Bart had been blind all his life. Can you imagine being in a position that you have no control over and you just sit there day after day, hour after hour, minute after minute, just there? Bart had lived with this all his life. And the only thing that he could do was sit by the roadside and beg for money. So one day Jesus and his disciples and all of those that were following him were coming down the road, and I'm pretty sure that Bart could hear this crowd coming. And maybe he hollered at one of his friends that was there by him, or somebody that was passing along the road, and said, what is that noise? Who's coming?" And somebody said, "Jesus of Nazareth is coming down the road, and he's got all his entourage with him." And Bart began to think, "Wow, this is that guy that goes around healing people. This is that Savior, that man of God who goes and heals people that ask for it." And as he sat there thinking about it, the noise just got louder and louder and louder, kind of like going to Walmart on Black Friday. Y'all ever gone to Walmart on Black Friday? I did it once. But then he thought, "Okay, so I'm going to holler out to him and just see what happens." So as he started getting closer and he could hear the crowd getting closer, he starts saying, "Jesus, Jesus, over here, Jesus, Jesus, look my way, please, stop in front of me." But it kept getting louder and louder. And so you know how you are with your kids. The louder you get with them getting onto them, the louder they get. So he kept saying, getting louder and louder, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And he started to make a scene. Kind of like our kids at Walmart. And some of the people around started to rebuke him. "Lance, be quiet. You're embarrassing us." They were telling Bart, "Shut up. You're not only embarrassing us, but you're embarrassing yourself." And even the people that were coming along the road with Jesus trying to get his attention themselves as they passed by, "Shut up. Hush." I know I'm not supposed to say shut up. I apologize for that. But they wanted him to be quiet. And instead of listening and paying attention, he got even louder and louder and louder. And finally he said, "Jesus, Son of David, heal me." And all of a sudden, dead silence. Because Jesus stopped. And when Jesus stopped, the crowd stopped. And Jesus said, "Bring him here." And they went and got him and brought him to Jesus. And Jesus said, "What do you want? Tell me what you want." He said, "I want to see. I want to be able to see." And Jesus said, "Go on. Your faith has healed you." Can you imagine the feeling at that moment? Someone who had been blind all their life, just because he was persistent on calling on the Son of God to heal him, his faith had given him sight. So, preacher, what does that have to do with us today? We're not blind. I can see just fine. I can see that pretty shirt your wife bought for you. But what we tend to overlook are the words that were spoken. There were three commands, phrases spoken. The first one was this: cheer up. Some translations say, be of good heart. You see, it's so easy for us to get bogged down in our self-pity, our worthlessness. We think that we're not worthy. Just imagine, there are those out there today who have been suffering from some type of issue in their lives for a long time. It might be an addiction. It might be some financial problem. It might be the thought of, I'm not good enough. It might be anger. Anger at someone or anger at God. But we've all been in that place, right? We've all been where Bart was. Sitting there all alone, thinking that this is how it's going to be for the rest of my life. I'll just accept it. I'll put up with it. But that's not the case. They told Bart, cheer up. Look at the positive that's coming your way. Look at how God is going to react in your life. God has a plan. Some of us may think, well, he might have a plan for those youngsters over there, but I'm already at a point in my life where this is where I am. Wrong! God has a plan for all of our lives. God has never wanted us to be where Bart was. So be of good heart. God has a miracle plan for you, wherever it might be in your life. The next thing that was said was, get up. Get up. So here's the thing. I heard a story this week that Lance and I were pretty much rolling in the floor when it was told to us. So there was this really neat, good Christian man. And he had given his whole life to serving God. He was 24/7 serving God. And one day he knelt down to pray to God and he said, God, if you let me win the lottery, I'll give you half. And the lottery came along and no go. So the man continued to serve God and give 110%, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And the next day, or the next week, the lottery came up again. And he knelt down and he said, God, if you let me win the lottery, I'll give you 75%. I will put it into any and every ministry that comes along. And they read the numbers and nothing. But that didn't stop him. He continued to serve God. Continued to serve God. And the next time the lottery came up, he knelt down again. And he said, okay, God, if you let me win the lottery, I'll give you 80%. And a voice from heaven came down and said, give me a break, at least go buy a lottery ticket. You see, we want God to do all of these things in our lives. We want a relationship with God. We want to be where God wants us to be, but we're expecting Him to do all the work. We've got to take the first step in order for Bart to be healed from being blind. He had to get up. So many times we're so soaked and surrounded with self-pity that we expect God to move us. It's like standing on that railroad track, seeing that train coming at us at full speed, saying, God, help me, God, help me. And God saying, step off the track. God has given us a gift. He gave His Son for our lives. It's there. It's a gift. It's free. All we have to do is take that step and accept it. The third thing was, he's calling you. The most important thing there, Jesus is always calling on us. Whatever we might be in at the time, Jesus is always calling to us. It might be, come over here. It might be, here I am, accept me. Or it might be to tell us, I got this, you can let go of it. But you see, Bart heard God, Jesus speaking to him. Cheer up! Because that dark cloud is going to go away. With all of that rain we had over the past month, the dark cloud went away. I don't know if you noticed it when you got up this morning, but it's a beautiful day out there today. Those dark clouds go away. So have good heart. Be of cheer. Because what we are in right now won't be there very long. Get up! You got to take that first step. You want God to make a difference in your life, step away from whatever it is. If you have all of these bad things going on in your life, you got to get up and move away from it. I knew a guy one time that continued and continued and continued to do the same thing over and over and over and over again. And he spent most of his life incarcerated. And he always talked about, oh, I want so much to be away from all of this. I don't want to have to go through this anymore. Get up! Step away from it. God's going to give you the strength to do that if you're willing to do it. I'm happy to say that he finally did the Bart. He got up. And he went to Jesus. And December 31st of 2018 will be the first time in his long life that he has not answered to a member of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. Because he got up and he made that first step. Because you see, Jesus had been calling him all this time to have a relationship with him. And all he needed to do was take that first step. Folks, I don't know what you're dealing with in your lives today, but we're all always dealing with something. Something that puts us on the side of the road. Something that blinds us to the glory that God has for us. But if we will remember those three things, I promise you that Jesus is going to make a difference in your life. So what are we going to do? Going to cheer up? We're going to cheer up? We're going to get up? And we're going to go to Jesus. Woo! I promise you, if we do that on a daily basis, our lives will be so blessed and full of joy that Satan can't keep us down. Yep, that's right, I said Satan. He can't keep us down as long as we are in a relationship with Christ. So get up. What? Cheer up. Get up. Jesus is calling us. Let's move towards Jesus. Bow with me in prayer. Holy Father, we thank you so much that you want to be in a relationship with us so bad. That you have sent your Son. Father, in our lowest moments, in our lowest days of our lowest times, we sit on the side of the road and we watch as everything goes by. Help us to be like Bart. Help us to call out to you. Help us to cheer up. Help us to get up. And help us to hear Jesus calling us to Him, that He might take whatever it is away. And we can glorify you in all that we do. Father, we pray all this in your Son's holy and precious name. Amen. Our closing hymn for today is hymn number 724. This is our time of invitation. If there's someone that would like to become a part of this church family by moving your membership, or if you are in need of a relationship with Christ, you're invited to come as we stand and sing. Receive this benediction as you go from this place. Leave here with joy in your heart, because Jesus lives there and it cheers us up. Leave here with a smile on your face, because we've gotten up and we've started moving towards Christ. Leave here with a song on your lips, so that when people look at you and wonder what you're up to, you can share with them the glory and the grace of Jesus Christ in their life. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is going to put somebody in your path this week. Tell them about Jesus. Amen.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns. Our God with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.